Now, what you do is you just unplug and plug, right?
Usually, that is what I do.
Were you guys in this room earlier
today?
We were.
But we don't use this with Dr. Canavo.
Oh, okay. She doesn't do PowerPoint. She is such a skillful lecturer that she never has. She's very talented.
Yeah.
Thank you. Me, I need all the help I can get.
Yeah.
Yes. So, what I did today was, in addition to me going over the items for myself, I also passed out the original version of these items to you. So that's what you have in front of you. And it's the original California Child Q-Set by Block and Block. And
are they married?
Yes, they're husband and wife team. And the items that they wrote originally are much more condensed, but they contain words that are, I think, some words are more easily misunderstood or interpreted in a variety of ways. And so I decided to go with what's called the Common Language Q-Set, which is the updated version, which was created in the 90s by Avshalom Kaspi. And the items are supposed to be, you know, more commonly used. The words used in those items are more commonly used. For example, in item 10, the word fickle. Do people use that word much anymore? You do?
I feel like, I don't know.
That's one of your favorite words.
That's my favorite.
It's your favorite word.
It's been a long day. I don't know what I'm talking about.
So instead of using the word fickle, if you look at 10 in the Common Language Q-Set, the words that are used instead of fickle are, his friendships don't last long, he changes friends a lot. He changes friends a lot, which is the same thing as being fickle.
Less thought put into it.
Huh?
Less thought to think about it.
Yeah, I mean, fickle, you might have to stop and think, okay, what does fickle mean? So I went with the easier vocabulary Q-Set, but we've been struggling to understand what some of these mean, and it might be instructive actually to go back to the original and see how the original was written, and that might shed more light, in some cases anyway, on what some of these items means. For example, we talked last week about item 1, he shows his thoughts and feelings in the way he looks and acts, but he does not talk much about what he thinks and about how he feels. Very wordy. Which lends itself to some misunderstanding, I think. And so if you look at the original, prefers nonverbal methods of communication. Bam! You know, Block and Block say in 5 words what the other item takes, 15 words to say or so? So I think people know what nonverbal methods of communication are. You know, I get sometimes on the highway when I'm driving, people communicate to me nonverbally. So, okay. Let's see. So, you all presumably spent your 5 hours this week poring over these items and trying to understand them better and coming in with questions for me to ask what they mean, how they might be used in psychotherapy sessions. So, without further ado, just ask away.
Well, I have a question.
Yes.
Because for number 1, we were saying how that was a characteristic of hers for this one, right?
Say that again.
The common language one.
What was the beginning of the sentence?
We were saying that how it was characteristic of hers.
Of hers?
Of the child in the video.
Okay.
And, I don't know, I feel like now going back to what he's saying, if we were going off of this, I don't know if I would put that. I feel like this would probably confuse me a little bit now.
What's confusing?
Because I wouldn't say she prefers nonverbal methods of communication.
No. Yeah, it sounds a little different when you do that way.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because I don't think she prefers, like, not speaking. She's
Which she can speak, but does she prefer to speak non-verbally? Like rolling the eyes.
She doesn't seem to mention.
Yeah.
Well, that's just one example.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
or.
And I guess you just use it as a
breath. Or how about somebody in session go like this?
I feel like she was just dodging everything.
Yeah.
I don't really feel like she was like.
So what do you present on that? Like if she was
so much in. I'll weigh in after I hear from everybody. So what do the almighty doctoral students think?
We're on item one.
Yes.
For this little girl?
Yeah.
I gave her a four.
Well, rather than focusing on what you gave her, let's just talk about more abstractly.
Oh, sure.
Whether this item captures, you know, if this item means nonverbal methods of communication, would you still have seen the video the same way or would you see it differently?
I think that the conversation is a little different, to be honest. I don't think it's largely different, but I think it's different in the sense that when we were comparing a couple of the items, the difference is more pronounced in this version than it is in the common language version. And I think that for first nonverbal methods of communication is like a much more straightforward way to think about this. And when I think of that little girl, I don't think she preferred one over the other. Like, I'm pretty sure I rated it 5. So, like, I think that.
Would you rate it differently now?
No. I don't think so. I can't really think. I mean, it's now been a couple weeks since I watched the session.
Yeah.
But from what I can remember, she's a talkative little girl, and now prefers nonverbal methods of communication is slightly different than, like, shows how she feels but doesn't want to talk about how she feels. Like, in this one, I'm not even really talking about feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So in nonverbal methods of communication, I would say that she was communicating very verbally, talking a lot, and the way that she feels, maybe not. I don't know. I feel there's a little bit of a difference.
I'm of the same mindset. I see slight differences between the two items, almost as if one is kind of ruling out, or, you know, the one from Caspi et al. Right, Julia said it's talking about emotional expression, whereas the lock one, there's no indication that it's, you know, talking about emotions. It's just communication.
I think presumably any kind of communication, nonverbal, verbal, has some emotional state attached to it. So when people communicate to me on the highway, there's an emotional state attached.
But is, yeah, I mean, the fact could be bad or harmful in a different item.
Well, there are other items that could also be related to that event, but one of them might be this. And I want to hear from Anna and Angel as well, what they think.
I actually think this one helped me because I changed my answer.
Which helped you? The common language or the
block.
Okay.
Helped me understand it better because I didn't really understand it in my first reading. I kind of thought, like when I read he does not talk much, I kind of read it as, or saw it as she does talk a lot. So I kind of, I guess, eliminated the, how she feels. Like what she talks about is how she feels.
Mm-hmm.
Like I read it as she talks. Like, I read it as she talks a lot, but I didn't consider her feelings, whether she talked about her feelings or not. So I had rated it characteristically.
Yeah, so the whole talking about, in this item, the whole talking about thoughts and feelings and looking and acting, it's confusing.
Yeah.
So would you change your response, your item placement, if you had been confronted with prefers nonverbal methods of communication?
Yeah, I think I've made it a lot clearer. Hasn't changed my
answer. Okay, so you would go from what rating to what rating?
I went from one opposite to
what did you put down? Or,
she can't remember.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to look for it. You fell asleep in class?
No, like, so we were talking about this on the board. I don't know how to say it. But, like, it looks like when I typed it on my computer, it looks like such a random array of letters. And it kind of looks like I just fell asleep and my hands hit the letters.
So what is that?
That is
Taijinki of Fusho.
In Japan, when...
It's like a fear of...
Fear that, like, your body is offensive
that
to others.
Is pleasing to other people.
Yeah.
It's like item one.
You guys wrote that on the board? Or just like
our teacher
wrote
that on the board. Oh, that was Danielle?
Yeah.
She introduced the top. The,
because we were talking about the Hikikomori.
Hikikomori.
That's something we were talking about.
So, Anna Rivera. He was a six.
I had it at one.
Huh?
I had it at one before.
What do you mean?
My last.
The first
piece that I did, I rated it a one.
Because we watched the first 15 minutes and then we watched the whole
thing. Oh, no, I mean when you watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
You rated it a six.
Yeah.
But now, thinking about the video, I know it's been a while now, but thinking about the video now and reviewing this original item one, how would you rate the video?
Six.
So you wouldn't have changed your rating. It's interesting because you said that the items are very different and the original actually makes more sense to you, but the rating wouldn't change.
Yeah. Because we spoke about it. When I rated it a one, we spoke about this.
Yeah, we did.
And that's what caused it to change. And it makes more sense now that I'm reading this one.
But not enough. But the sense that it's making now doesn't result in a change of your score.
I already changed it.
It's validating
your
score.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It's making more sense to her.
Okay.
She's right.
All right.
Thank you. Gotcha.
You two are simpatico. I'm not. Angel, what do you think? You think this item is clearer now or less clear to you? With the...
I mean, I'm not even looking hard into it. I feel like it's just straightforward, but I kind of agree with them, too. It's kind of like, yeah. Not talking about feelings and stuff. You get confused easily.
Mm-hmm. So you gave her five.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't change your score either, your rating.
No.
Okay.
What? Do you have your own here twice?
Go ahead. What do you mean?
Her score is on there twice?
Mira is right.
She's the first one.
She's the last one.
Who's the first
one? Oh, this is, remember, 1 and 1A means that 1 is, some people looked at only the first 15 minutes. And then we did it again, the same video. But everybody looked at the whole 45 minutes. Now, it just so happens that Vera viewed the whole 45 minutes both times.
Oh, no, she sort of twice?
Huh?
She did it twice?
No, she didn't, but I copied and pasted her findings in the second grouping. All right?
Yeah.
It's just my own
Sorry.
Way of working there. So, all right, so we're clear on that. So, moving forward... When you're rating item one, maybe think prefers nonverbal methods of communication. Now we can go through the rest of these and we can compare them, and you can let me know whether you think maybe the original items make more sense in general. Like, this might not be the only item where you think, hey, I like the original better. If that's the case, I will have Patrick make up brand new 100 item decks for you using the original. But I don't want to make him do that unless we're certain that there's a clear advantage in using the original items. Does that make sense? Because it's an awful lot of work for him to do.
I like the second one.
You like the second one better too?
The Caspi one?
Oh. Wait. The one we're using, yeah.
Well, there's only a one word difference.
The Caspi version, I mean.
Yeah.
I like these items worded with
Caspi.
Yeah.
Well, we've only looked at one yet. One so far.
Yeah, I know.
One item.
I'm looking at them now.
Oh, you're looking at them now.
Yeah,
okay.
Like, I feel like the words are better, like fickle. I don't know what that meant.
Right.
I never used that word.
Right.
Interesting, because it's also like who's doing the Q sorting then. So, like, just thinking people who are going to be Q sorting might know the word fickle.
Yeah. So, it might be more helpful to stick with the common language. Yeah.
I do prefer this one, but for number one, I prefer that one.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like this is way too wordy.
I agree.
We were
agree.
All discussing it, someone just had 9, and the other one had 1, you know, like, so it was, like, really weird, because you could take this, like, many different ways, like.
Sure.
So
I'm
not going to
say that,
because,
I'm sorry, but I just changed my answer, that's why I had, like, a 7.
What would you put now?
I'm saying, that's what I was saying this whole time, like, this makes me change my answer.
Yeah, from what to what?
To, like, a 7, to, like, maybe a 4, a 5.
So it only moved 2 or 3.
Yeah, but I don't know, because isn't 7 more characteristic?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think that made a difference.
Well,
it could.
What would really make a difference is like a change of like 4 or 5. That would be a big, pretty big difference. But 2 or 3, not so much.
So,
but, you know, we're trying to tweak this, and any kind of subtle changes that more accurately represent what's actually going on in the session is going to be beneficial, right? Because we're really capturing more of what's really happening in the session. We're not misrepresenting the session.
Can we look at number 92?
92. Okay. All right.
I'm just curious.
This is what I'm talking about.
The 92 first?
No, on the numbers. Oh, the codes.
Huh? Oh.
Yeah, what code? We rated it.
92.
And that one is basically a traffic symbol.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know
what you want. So how do we rate that?
Well,
I mean,
very similar.
We could actually see this girl, though, so that's a little easier than we're just...
No, that's what I mean. Like, so... We all have our ideas of beauty and attractiveness, right? But actually, if I were to hold up a picture of Brad Pitt, I think the women here most likely would...
And the men.
Oh, and the men, okay. Would say, you know, he's going to be 7, 8, 9, or 10. He's not going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6. Am I right?
It's on the movie.
I don't know.
I'm
pleading with it on this one. No comments.
Or just maybe like other stuff in the cards were just stronger than that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This whenever I keep sort this item, I feel like this is a very important one.
What if you're Q sorting Quasimodo?
Well, yeah, then it becomes more important. So far, we haven't been doing that yet.
How about a child who's just like stunning, like my daughter, for example? When you see her, okay, you're going to put this in pile 9.
Yeah, and also, like,
would you rather your daughter be described as in track of good looking rather than some of these other great qualities?
You see, now you're bringing a judgment into it.
I am.
Well, that's the thing.
But isn't that what we're doing?
You're judging the item. You're not judging the per. You.
Wait, I know what you're saying.
When I thought of like good looking and physically attractive, I was also thinking like, how do they present themselves? Are they like clean? Like, are they? Do they like? Is their hair nicely put? Like, does it look like they take care of?
You mean
well
groomed?
Yeah.
Like, I think this is a little bit different from well groomed.
That's how I was thinking. Because I thought it was weird.
I think there is a well groomed question.
I thought it was weird dressing like is it good looking? I don't know. Yeah.
No, good looking is like.
How could a kid be like really ugly? I don't know. So bad.
They're ugly kids. I'm sorry. No, let's be honest about it. I've seen a lot of kids in my day, and there's some ugly ones. Okay, look, I mean, we have a lot of values around this issue. I can tell, but let's try to be honest about it. And there are some kids who are physically more appealing to us than other kids. It's just nature has made it that way.
You know, in the the prototypes you showed us.
Yeah.
Is there, like, does that tend to go in a specific direction in any of them? I mean, I feel like it's probably going to be five, just average
well,
out to be five.
Well, you know,
right?
These items weren't created to fit into prototypes. Prototypes just happen to be, you know, created around these items. But these items were made to, like, identify a specific child. This is very person-centered research versus other kinds of research that you normally would do.
Yeah.
This is very person-centered, so... You know, like you sort of Shirley Young for yesterday, right? So that's a specific person. Now, we don't know unless the author tells us whether Shirley Young is attractive or not.
Yeah.
And so that would go in the middle pile because you have never seen her.
Yeah.
But if you're...
Unless you want to talk about the bald spot, maybe that person's attractive.
Well, okay, that's true. So then you might put it in a lower pile. But next year, let's say in the PSC, you're seeing a child and... You wanted to use this Q-sort to try to formulate your thoughts about a child. And this child is, like, really unattractive.
It just feels so harsh every time we say it.
But everything what
yeah.
is egocentric, self-centered. Isn't that harsh? Or,
I guess that's less harsh because it's, like, personality. And then
starts to act immature.
Can't do anything about it.
When faces difficult problems, is nervous and fearful. Isn't that harsh?
Those ones feel like they're more...
No?
You can change those
things.
I mean,
don't be nervous and...
I don't know.
Oh, the same one?
Yeah.
Same
thing. Yeah. You know, not all of them are different.
Okay.
Just some of them. How about he's stubborn? Isn't that harsh, calling a child stubborn?
I wouldn't. If I had a child and someone was like, she is stubborn versus she is unattractive, I think I would hit the person who said she was unattractive.
So it's really important for you to have a child who's attractive.
Wow. It's just...
You're learning a lot about yourself.
I'm learning a lot about myself. I don't know.
Slips.
I'd rather have a child who's not stubborn than a child who's attractive.
I don't like a very unstubborn child. I don't want my child to fight for what they believe in. This is, the child that I don't have yet.
Your mythical child.
Into your unconscious mind.
I'm sick.
Can we look at 93?
Yeah, let's look at that.
I will put a 2 and I'll put a 9. Well, there will be a 9.
Ooh, man.
Oh, you mean the score?
Yeah, I just
well, let's look at what it is first.
He's in a dominating manner with others.
Bossy likes to dominate other people.
Same thing.
So that one's
neutral.
And then you want to see what you scored.
I put 2.
This is 90, put 3.
So
yeah, but I put
8.
And now we put 3.
I don't know, put a 2.
Looking at
94. 93.
Yeah. Wait.
Who's
that?
I just
don't
want to know why.
Wait a second.
He wants to know why, Mike.
Looking at,
oh, I put a 9. Sorry.
Yeah.
Which makes it, I'm looking at this, I'm like, no, I think she was bossy.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I stand by what I said. Sorry.
Which she's really attractive to
you
in personality.
She's not really cute.
kid.
So you didn't think she was bossy at all?
Apparently not. Yeah, I don't know.
Care to describe your strong feelings?
It's been weeks since we've seen this.
Yeah.
But, obviously I just missed something.
Or you just felt like other things were more important to rate higher. That is a big part of it for me too.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't.
Yeah, but two.
I know.
You have to have like 85 items.
The rest are really important.
85 of them.
Yeah, I mean, I still don't think that she was dominant. I don't think that she was. Yeah, I guess I don't think she was bossy or dominant. I thought that she was cooperative.
She's a little assertive, maybe, but
she knew what she wanted.
Actually,
to do.
You were the one who talked very strongly about this last week.
A little sassy.
I was here.
You weren't here last week?
No, 2 weeks ago.
I guess it was two weeks ago. Then. You talked a lot about this attitude that she had toward the... Or was it you?
Yeah.
With the shaving thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, so remind him about that.
Oh, well, I mean, you guys said I was wrong about the shaving thing.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I just felt like...
But there were other examples of her being bossy and...
Well, yeah. Like... Okay, she kind of wanted to just focus on what she was doing, and like when the therapist would ask her a question, she would like either dodge it, or she was like, alright, I'm done doing this, now let's play house. And then I took it back a little bit because she allowed the therapist to pick, but then after a while she was just like doing her own thing, and she just wanted to do what she wanted to do.
Why did she allow the therapist to pick?
Remember she was like, who do you want to be? And she was like, it doesn't matter, you choose. And then she was like, no, you choose. And then she was just like, I don't know, maybe I'll be the mom. She was like, okay, you're the mom. And then even in the role play, she was like, Mom, I have to do this, and I have to do this, and I have to do this.
And you have to take that for a mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds
kind of like
bossy, Mike.
She was a very bossy child.
Yeah, no, I'm humbled. You
guys have humbled him. Just like the Cubs are being humbled right now.
We're talking about sports.
Yes.
I know we're talking about sports.
Who?
Sometimes we make sports comments in here, and then in the offices they're like talking about something, and I'm like, "Is this sports?" And they're like, "Yeah." I was like, "Okay, I'm going back to what I was doing."
Oh, Sam. So you're not a sports fan.
Are you a Mets fan?
Huge.
What?
Yeah. I'm a Yankee fan, so.
Oh, okay. I don't hate the Yankees
like
other
people.
No, I hate
the Mets. I want them to win.
Oh,
good. In the World Series.
Oh, wow. To the Royals.
No, I don't mind they win. They've been doing really well.
They are doing great. All right, so I wanted to see the Yankees and the Mets in the World Series, but Houston
wow.
ended that dream.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
17.
What other items do you guys have questions about?
I want to see 17.
17.
Yeah, 17.
You want to see your rating or the item, the rating?
I feel like on the comment on which one, we should have put both of these on girls. Because it's like girls behave in a feminine way and boys behave in a masculine way.
I
feel like on the common language one, we should also have
yeah.
both. So on the common language one, it's just is acts in a very masculine manner.
I thought...
So how?
Rated masculine. Like, whether she
really?
Acted tough,
I had a feeling. But,
And the other one is clearly described.
Let's
well.
See. This is exactly the kind of conversation that I want to have. Okay, he or she acts very masculine. On the original girl for girls behaves in a feminine style. Boys behaves in a masculine style and manner.
That's how I interpreted it,
mm-hmm. yeah.
but I can see how people might not interpret it that way.
Yeah, I didn't interpret that way.
And you said everything was based on he, so I didn't know, like, maybe that was just like a automatic middle problem. You know, or I mean, I took it as tough. I didn't know it was supposed to get them.
That's interesting. You know, I think... The common language one, oh, that's really interesting because, like, obviously in piles 1, 2, 3, it'd be uncharacteristic, that'd be the feminine pile. right?
The
feminine piles.
If it was just masculine.
Yeah, which is in the common language, he acts very masculine. So if you're rating a girl and she's acting very feminine,
mm-hmm.
you put in piles 1, 2, and 3, right?
You told us in class, obviously they weren't here in class, but we did ask this in class, like one of the first classes, and you were like, for a girl, think feminine.
Oh, I did say that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Switch all the gender pronouns.
I don't even remember saying that.
I think it was in our second class, because we had already Q-sorted one. And yeah, and we asked that, and you were like, yeah, switch all the pronouns.
Well, I did say that the pronouns shouldn't necessarily be he, they could be he or she.
Specifically about
this particular item.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But that makes sense. If you're not masculine, you're more feminine.
Yeah.
Right, but the way...
To read her.
No, I hear you. And so if she's really feminine, you put it in piles
exactly.
1, 2, and 3. However, if you look at the original,
yeah,
that would be the case. In the case of the original, you put it in piles 7, 8, or 9 if
yeah,
she's
yeah.
feminine.
Mm-hmm.
So we put in 9
though? Yeah, why
yeah.
Yeah.
So if the person acts in the, let's say, the opposite manner of their gender, then it'd be piles 1, 2, and 3. So if you have a boy who acts very feminine, piles 1, 2, and 3. If you have a girl who's a tomboy, you put in piles 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
That's different from how it's
mm-hmm.
actually, it's very important. Mm-hmm. So what you're suggesting is that if we go with the original item's intent, that the distinction here should be made explicitly in the item for the common language. Thank you, Anna.
Were all the psychometrics were like performed again with the new with the revised copy, the common language one? Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So you can't. I was wondering. I was like, so not the sort of thing where you can be like, I'm going to change this one because I don't
really
use
standardized
anymore.
But it's an interesting point. I don't know how they handled that psychometrically, because it's supposed to have, you know, create similar results to the original.
Right.
This item wouldn't do that.
I feel like unless everyone was clear that it was one way or the other.
If everybody was clear implicitly.
Because.
Yeah. Yeah. But I didn't make that clear to these guys. Apparently I made it clear to you guys, which I didn't even know. So maybe, at least with these two items, I can have Patrick create new cards that you would replace the old cards with, which would include the original item 1, the changed item 17. But I'd like to hear if there are more of these in these two decks that might need some tweaking. Where either A, you don't understand it, or B, you think it's really different from the original. What do you think?
What is wrong with her?
Huh?
Why is she in therapy? I still don't know.
This girl?
Yeah.
I don't want to tell you because
you
then
tell
well the reason if I told you if I told you I'd have to kill you. No. If I told you then you might, they might unconsciously bias you in how you would rate her in future. Cause we're going to, I want to use this girl for a practice in the future. I have a number of sessions with this particular girl. And so we're using her for practice. The real, sessions that I want to actually code for maybe a poster, would be a boy. And I'm not going to show you any of those or tell you anything about him other than he's a boy.
Well, you wouldn't be able to mess up the item, mess with the items then. We'd have to choose either the common language or this.
By the time that we go to the boy, yes.
Okay.
So that's why we're just messing around
yeah.
now. I want to know, like, which of these two decks is going to yield the most valid results.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what I'm trying to do. And just because... So this hotshot psychologist came along in the 90s and revamped Block and Blocks doesn't mean that theirs is actually the better Q-sort deck. In fact, I know of a researcher at Williams College who worked with Block before he died, and she said he used the original up until the end, even though his name was that he was a co-author on the common language one. He continued using the original, and she continues to use the original. So, I thought for a number of reasons that the common language room might be a better one for my purposes, but you know, this is important for us to talk about, and we can make decisions on our own about which is the better deck to use. And then if we want to stick with the common language one, maybe we can make some small revisions to it to make it easier, even easier to use. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think that you, Vera had 8 and I had 23, because I think you said 8.
You were spending the whole time putting them in order.
Because I had 8, but I know I'm missing one, I forgot which one.
So you have an extra 8?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just gave this to me.
Oh, okay. You already have 8.
Yeah, I think I had 23 missing. If that was
so you want 23?
Yeah, I mean, if Vera needs it, then I
have. No, I have several 23s.
Okay, and the one I missed probably mine. Because I saw that I had 8, but I knew I was missing one. I wanted to make sure I knew which one.
Okay. Thank you for being meticulous about that. So you think Vera needs a... Well, Vera told me she needs a 23 also.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely didn't need an 8.
So. You did?
Did not.
Did not.
I have.
Okay. All right. So, any other... items.
I think that the sort of parenthetical note on 19 of the block
all of
list.
Parenthetical notes are super interesting.
Yeah. So 19.
They're super interesting.
Yeah. So
which one?
Number 19 is open and straightforward, but on the block list it says when placed low implies sneakiness or deceit, which is which is absent from the language. And so.
Yeah, add that. I feel like just like the note about the developmental trends on number 15 is just really interesting. It's like a good way to think about it. Especially if like the child is displaying not this developmental trend and you can see it as exceptional.
Can you repeat that?
Oh, I was just kind of musing. I just, sorry, yeah, I just think that parenthetical on 15 is interesting, an interesting note, and then would be super interesting to look at when the child is not showing these developmental trends.
So it's a little bit of a hint. If you're coding a young child, chances are they're not going to show concern for moral issues. So heads up, it probably will go in a lower pile.
Yeah.
So it's really an aid to coding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, what about 18? Expresses negative feelings toward peers directly and openly. NB, frequency or amount of negative feeling is not at issue. This item is concerned with directness of expression. Does that help? 18?
Yeah, I think that's a good clarifier. Yeah. So you would rate this high if, like, I don't know, once a month the child was like, I am mad at you. But you wouldn't rate it higher if every day they were like, I am mad at you. It's not the frequency, it's just whether they do it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. But
it's the directness.
Maybe add that in there, that the frequency is more, like...
Well, that's what we're talking about. Like, maybe we should add all of these NBs.
Subparts of explanations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, add that part.
Oh yeah, because
maybe I would see that, but I wouldn't put it in there because you only said it once or twice.
Well, and the first one said he doesn't hold back his feelings. Well,
similarly for item 31 and empathy. Early young children wouldn't necessarily show empathy, whereas as a child gets older, you would expect them to be able to show more empathy.
You know how there are like prototypes for disorders? Do they have prototypes for ages too?
No. Okay. Nope. You guys are bringing up good points. I mean, do you think it's worth just moving to the Calip to the original?
We could use it as a reference.
So,
we just have
reference.
Is it worth maybe moving to the original, to as the.
I feel like the benefit. I feel like yes, but I also feel like does it won't outweigh the cost of having Patrick make hundreds and hundreds of stories.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, my primary concern is scientific rigor.
Yeah, I know.
And if we all agree and we take a consensus that the original makes more sense to use, you know, I will not hesitate to tell him to do that.
I like this one better. I like the simple English one better.
The common language.
Yeah, I definitely think that one's easier to understand, but I feel like this is a good to have this next to you just in case, like, you're not sure, just look back over, like, kind of like a dictionary, you know what I mean, just to make sure. But I feel like this one is easier when you're just looking at them really quick, like you understand it quicker, you know what I mean?
Well, what if I had Patrick just create the items that we want revised, and he'll just create those items.
Yeah,
so...
because they're not that much different. I was going to go over some. It was just like 1 in 17 units every 20 though. So far.
So I feel like if he's going to do that, we should just make him steps. Because then we're going to go back to him and be like, actually, maybe this one needs to, needs to be that too. And then keep having him make extra
points. Right.
Like, honestly, I like this better.
Which one?
The original.
The original?
Yes.
What do you think, Mike?
I prefer the original.
Anna.
I like the original, but I also like having this one. I feel like it's kind of like having the second person next to you. Like you go back to it and you can see like...
Which one do you have?
I like the one we use.
So common language.
Yeah.
Not the original.
This is the original?
Yeah.
The original says block and block on it.
So I like common language.
Okay.
But I like having the original with like... to look back at. I mean, they're not much, they're not like really different, but if I'm not sure about one thing, this will put it in a different perspective for me, make it clear.
Mm-hmm. Angel, what do you think?
Same thing.
I mean, I like the original, but I agree with the reference. Like, I feel like we can use these, but just use this as a reference.
Same.
Yeah, just have it like with you as you're doing this.
You guys have been outnumbered.
And I think that's a very interesting dynamic.
I think that you guys have a wider command of language, and you know, vocabulary is, you guys probably have big vocabularies, and you know, those of us on this side of the room don't have such big vocabularies, and we like things explained to us a little bit easier.
I also feel that the items on this feel more specific to me. Than the common language version, and as such, are easier to sort. And I don't know if it's because, you know, I feel like the language is more specific on this, and because it's like less verbose, you know, so it's like more to the point.
Pithy.
Yeah, and I can see how like if the vocab maybe isn't there, then obviously this one, you know. Like, you'll need the one that's
mm-hmm.
more...
Can you give me an example of what you're referring to? A specific item?
Yeah. So, just at this one, like, has transient interpersonal relationships. Number 10.
Okay.
We sort of talked about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Has transient interpersonal relationships is fickle. That is super clear to me. And, like, the one that...
Okay, what about... His friendships don't last long. He changes friends a lot.
I mean, like, that's very clear to me, too, but that is much longer.
Okay, but...
I don't know. Like, this...
Does it really matter the length? It's the clarity.
I think... I agree. I feel like it's probably just my communication style. This is, like, very clear to the point for me. I'm not saying I don't like the other one, but... I don't know. Let's see if... There are other ones.
I mean, there's a lot of words here that, people don't use that. I mean, I've never heard of them.
So fickle's one. What are some other words?
24 tends to broad and ruminate. Like, who uses that as an adjective nowadays?
Ruminate.
I know what I mean.
What number is it?
Brood and ruminate.
24.
Brood and ruminate.
Well, you mentioned this profession and use the word ruminate a lot.
Yeah, actually, rumination is part of the criteria for depression. So it means think and obsessive
time.
Yeah, exactly. So,
so why wouldn't you want things clear? Why would you want to confuse yourself? Why would you want other people to be confused?
You convinced me.
I mean, this was originally written for psychologists, so
right.
It's clear for the population.
But if it was so perfect, people wouldn't
for.
Revise it and make it clearer for you or the younger generation.
Well, the common language, I think, was for individuals who don't live in the 1970s, right? And B, for people who aren't psychologists, at least not yet. And so I think that the common language is a superior set of items if the people using it are not psychologists yet and didn't grow up in the 70s like I did. So.
We would come back here with a lot more confusions if we used the original. Like, if we were
yeah.
to switch, we would come back to these meetings and be like, I didn't understand what this and this and this and that.
Yeah, I hear you.
Rather than use common language.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. So, next week,
mm-hmm.
you're going to do two things. I'm going to post another video. Same girl, different session. You're going to code that using the common language, your QSORT deck. And second assignment, go through all the items in both decks, right? And highlight those items or those parts of the original deck that you think should be added into the comparable item in the common language deck. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, number 38. In the original is he has an unusual way of thinking about things, for better or for worse. He puts things together in his head in a different way than other people would. And then added to the original is quality of thinking is not evaluated. See item 96 for quality rating. That might be interesting to know when thinking about coding this item, rating this item. So we might want to add that to the new item 38. We'll stick with the item 38 as it's written in the common language, but we'll add this little qualifier here from the original Q set. Does that make sense? So all of the like little asides that exist for some of these items we'll add to the common language Q set. And then any other items you think are just worded better in the original than the common language, for example, item 1, we'll also add that to the item description in the common language. And we'll just have Patrick just create a bunch of new cards, which will then you can then substitute for the ones you have in your deck now. Does that make sense? I'll probably also have them do it for everybody in your class. All right?
So are they doing the same thing?
Not with the little girl.
They're not Q-sorting psychotherapy sessions.
No, we did like case formulations.
So I was wondering if they're having the same problems or they or not.
Oh, these folks?
We think you sort of case studies.
So it's not the same?
With like actual disorders.
Yeah.
No, not quite the same. It's similar, I mean.
So
which,
you guys use common language?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's been using that.
Do you feel like you have those kids
who had classes? I don't know.
I feel like we knew the kids' diagnoses sort of going into.
Yeah, it's no surprise because the it's a casebook of actual children, and each child reflects a different psychiatric diagnosis. And so the child the child's diagnosis is known to the reader.
Okay.
At the from the beginning.
So, are you ever gonna tell us like what their diagnosis is?
Someday over the rainbow. Yeah, when we're done, when we're done with this girl, I'll let you know.
Okay, when
we're done.
Yeah.
Is
that gonna be like
exciting?
Because I actually really care. Huh?
Another question for you guys. Now that is this like your first time looking at the original?
Last week, when we were here.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. We didn't look at this in class.
Do you think if you used the original, you would have coded differently?
I don't think it really would have changed my coding. I just feel like I find this
more
one
comfortable.
More clear. Yeah. Personal style.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I actually see 38?
The item rating? So 38 is, he has an unusual way of thinking about things. For better or for worse, he puts things together in his head in a different way than most people would. And you put it in pile 6.
Yes.
Okay.
And let's see what the variation is. We go from 7 to 3. So Julia put it in 3.
Yeah.
And Kayleen and who's SK? Oh, Sirat put it in 7. So, Julie, you can fight out with Sirat. Go for it.
Which
it's four space. One says it's characters, the other one says it doesn't.
It was like, I thought she had developmentally typical.
Wait, no, which number?
38.
38.
That
is true. And after 96, only because they say to refer back to 96 to 38. That's 38. I didn't think what I think he was uncommon. Seems like a typical child to me. In the session,
put it
from
7,
what we could right. see. We don't know what he couldn't see. I mean, she may think in a very unusual way. She is in therapy. We don't know what her problem is. But from what we could see, it seemed to me she was pretty typical. You know, wanted to play house, talk about her friends.
She wasn't putting the world together in some kind of very unusual way.
At least I didn't think so.
You know what it was? I'm pretty sure I had this in the middle pile. And I put a lot of things in the middle pile. So I think I put it ahead just because, like, I think, like, I don't really remember. I did this, like, 2 weeks ago. Like, I'm trying to think of why I did that because I would put that in the middle pile if I had to do it again. Like, I would just be, like, I wouldn't consider her, like, typical, but I wouldn't consider her completely unusual either. I think, like, I just happened to put her higher up because I had 2 shades in the middle.
Yeah.
Like, I think I had her in the middle.
Yeah, I think, so you'd put it in the middle pile. I wonder whether you'd put it in the middle pile also. You know, 3 would mean that she thinks a little bit too ordinary or kind of stereotypical. Now, the girl was dissecting an owl. Not too awfully typical.
It was an assignment, however.
It was an assignment. But how many kids actually bring in that kind of a homework assignment to a therapy session?
I mean, like, I don't know.
She seemed pretty,
I thought what seemed pretty stereotypical to me was playing house. That seemed...
That's stereotypical.
But
it's very different from playing with you know, like, a dead owl.
That's why I put it in the middle. It was like...
Yeah, so I would say it's a middle
pile
light.
There.
So if you two like went to the middle, you meet midway in the middle. It's 5.
She put it like lower in effort. I mean, I put it like this.
Yeah, if you could come down and she could come up, you meet in the middle.
Friends here.
Compromise. All right, so you guys had the assignments in your head: Q sorting, one session that I will send you a link for, and reviewing all the items and in both sets and finding out whether which ones could, which of the common language items could be enhanced by insights from the original. Does that make sense? Now, everybody has a copy of the original now in paper form. You guys have like this?
You
email that. Okay, so everybody has it. Okay. And please bring copies with you next week. Okay, Sarah? You hear what I said?
What?
No. Please bring copies, both these next week.
Okay, bring them.
All right.
The other one is, which one?
Is the common language?
Okay, I have the common language.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Yeah.
Question.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry.
Huh?
Do you film?
Do I do it?
Oh, sorry.
The lady.
Oh, I sign it. Yeah, she should have her send me this.
She asked if you do that. I don't know. She told me to show you.
Yeah.
No, I don't think this is the one you copied. She just wanted me to show you to better explain what paper that was.
I'll show you what I get downstairs. Let me just go downstairs with you.
But
because
you know, it only has Patrick's name on it. It doesn't have anybody else's name on it.
Okay, so that's the problem. She says one of the work studies students should hand that in.
Are you going to be downstairs when I finish my assignment?
What?
Are you going to be downstairs?
Yes, I will be downstairs.
Okay.
All right. So let me show you this.
All right.
Hold on, you got
Bye.
See you.
Hello?
I'm leaving soon.
Yeah, you're not a fan of anything.